T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Twins win. This is a recording. It's been extraordinary. Memorial Day is tomorrow. 36-16, 20 games over 500, a 10-game lead over Cleveland. They win at 7-0 today. Jay Codorizzi not feeling well. Didn't matter. Goes 5 1/3, gets a win. And another guy who wasn't feeling all that well, Max Kepler, had an RBI double in the third, a 3-run homer in the 7th to blow it open. Eddie Rosario adds a 3-run bomb in that big third inning. And the Twins roll 7-0 the final. And the manager, Rocco Baldelli, talked about how the Twins are swinging the bats.
It's fun to see those guys put good swings on the ball. I think, they got two of the big hits today. But I think our good at-bats allowed us to have some runners on base for them and allowed kind of everything to take place the way it did. You know, if you don't have those base runners, if you don't force your way on somehow, then those home runs, you're scoring fewer runs, obviously. And I think, the two big swings were, the biggest plays probably of the day, but I think the at-bats, again, were good.
All right, there he is, the manager, Rocco Baldelli, courtesy of Dan Cook, who is over at Target Field. And by the way, Dan has a piece on the Twins' victory today and some notes at WCCRadio.com. So the fun continues online. By the way, game one of a 2-game series with the Brewers on Memorial Day, 5:30 pregame show, first pitch, 6:10. And Michael Pineda will get the call. And then the series finale on Tuesday night, Martin Perez, a little bit later, start pregame, 6:30. And the first pitch at 7:10. Homestand ends, and then it's on the road. They open a series with the Tampa Bay Rays at the Trop beginning on Thursday night. That'll be Thursday night, Friday night, a Saturday matinee, and a Sunday matinee. So Twins getting some better teams now. The Brewers for 2, and then 4 in Tampa, St. Petersburg, against a good Rays team. So a good measuring stick week coming up for the Minnesota Twins. By the way, we want to jump into Twins week in review. And just a crazy week. The week started in Southern California with a Monday game against the LA Angels. And Miguel Sano's 2-run home run in the 8th lifted the Twins to a 3-1 victory.
As Rosario stays, and here it comes. He swings and launches high and deep to right center field. Back it goes, deep it goes, and gone! Miguel Sano, a go-ahead 2-run homer, and the Twins take a 3-1 lead.
Twins get the victory 3-1, 3 runs, 10 hits, no errors. The Angels 1 run, 6 hits, no errors. Rogers the win in relief. Parker the save. The starter in that game, Jake Odorizzi, 5 innings, 3 hits, struck out 6, walked 2, didn't give up any runs, but then Harper, Rogers, and Parker close out the victory. Twins win it 3-1. Miguel Sano, the hero there. Tuesday, Twins batter the Angels 8-3, 3 in the 6th, 4 in the 7th, and 1 in the 8th inning. It didn't start out well, however.
As he swings and launches here, left field and deep, back it goes, and Trout homers. First pitch he sees from Pineda. 2 batters in, it's 1-0 Angels, bottom one.
Well, the Angels would make it 3-0 after 2 innings, but the Twins finally got into it in the 6th inning.
And Gonzalez hits it high in the air down the right field line, and if it's fair, it's gone, and it is gone! A 2-run homer like that, and the Twins have tied it up 3-3.
And Eddie Rosario got into the act.
Runners stay, and the pitch is swinging a ground ball right side from shallow right. It's missed by 2 Angel defenders. One run scores, two runs score. Twins lead 7-3.
How about that? And one of the youngsters up from the minor leagues chipped in.
And the 3-2 pitch, a swing and a fly ball into right and deep. Calhoun going back, watching, turning, it's gone. Luis Arraez with his first big league home run. This kid is doing everything.
And the manager talked about Arraez.
I mean, Louis couldn't be playing any better or helping us any more or having any more of a positive effect on our team than he is. I think we're gonna ride this out, and I'm sure we'll see him out there and getting some more at-bats at some point while he's here. And I think he's certainly proving himself in a lot of very, very impressive ways.
Yeah, good stuff. Arraez, couple of hits and four trips in that 8-3 win on Tuesday. They say it never rains in Southern California. Well, it did on Wednesday. The game was postponed, moved to Thursday, and the Twins, with a day of rest, hit the ball all over the yard.
And the 0-1 pitch, a blast to left field and deep. Back it goes, deep it goes, and gone. Long home run for Jonathan Scope. Way up into the seats in left. Traveled beyond both bullpens, and the Twins have a 4-0 lead in the second.
Well, they weren't done in inning number two.
And again, the 0-2 pitch, a swing and a drive, right center field, that's hit deep. Goodwin going back, he's to the wall, that ball is gone. An 0-2 home run for Polanco, that's number 9. And the Twins, they didn't mind one bit facing Harvey today. It's now 6-0.
The Twins go absolutely nuts in the home run category. Rosario, Scope, Polanco, Sano, all go deep in that game. Just absolutely crazy, the power the Twins show in that victory. 16-7 the final. Martin Perez moves to 7-1. Harvey, the loss, booed off the mound. The Twins score 6 in the second, 2 in the third, 1 in the sixth, 5 in the seventh, 1 in the eighth, 1 in the ninth, and they roll to the victory. And then they return home, open a 3-game series with the White Sox, and the fun continued. They continued to swing the bat in this 3-game series over the weekend as they pound the White Sox 11-4. Eddie Rosario went 4-for-5 with 3 RBIs and hit one of Minnesota's 3 home runs.
The 0-1 pitch, a high fly ball into left field deep. Jimenez going back at the track, at the wall, tie game. Rosario goes oppo, and this game is tied 4-4 in the third.
Max Kepler was 3-for-4 with 4 RBIs and a home run, and Miguel Sano went deep as well.
And the 2-2 pitch, a swing and a blast, left field and deep, back it goes, deep it goes, Twins have the lead. Number 100 in the first 50 games for this amazing first place Minnesota Twins team. Sano's 5th of the year.
Yeah, just another big night at the ballpark Friday night. Twins win 11-4. Barrios the win. He went 6 2/3, 9 hits, 4 runs. One of those earned, struck out 4, didn't walk anybody, but Barrios gets the victory for the Twins as they win game 1 of the 3-game set with the White Sox. The final, once again, was 11-4. Turn the page to Saturday afternoon, and Kyle Gibson pitched 7 strong innings. C.J. Krohn and Ari Adrianza each drove in 4 runs. First, Krohn.
And the 3-0 pitch, he does swing, and he pops it up into shallow right. Coming in, Tilson. Now going back a step or two, and he misses the ball. One run scores. Rosario's going to round third. The throw to the plate will be late, and the Twins have a 2-0 lead.
Danny 0-2. Ground ball, base hit, left field. Scope scores. Rosario being waved. The throw to the plate not in time. Krohn to second base. That's just putting the ball in play right there. Nice job, C.J. Krohn. Twins now lead 4-1.
And you could hear in those highlights the huge crowd, a sellout crowd on Saturday at Target Field. And we mentioned Adrianza. Of course, he was a big part of the fun on Saturday.
Here's Adrianza. Line drive, base hit up the middle. Krohn going to be waved around. Garcia's throw to the plate is high, and the runner Adrianza back down to second base.
Acedillo leading, staying this time. And the 0-2 pitch is blasted high and deep to right field. Back it goes. Deep it goes. Gone. There's that 0-2 count again. Andreas, a three-run homer, puts this game away. Twins lead 8-1.
And they win it 8-1. Gibson, 7, solid 5 hits, 1 run. It was earned, struck out 9, just walked 1 batter, did give up the home run. McGill and Parker close it out. Twins win game 2 of the 3-game set, and then on to today. A quick highlight recap. Jake Odorizzi allowed 1 hit in 5 and a third scoreless innings. Some questions why he was pulled from the game. We'd learn later that he wasn't feeling well, but he still pitched well.
Sanchez at second. Tilson leads off first. No score. White Sox batting top 3. 2 on, 2 out. Odorizzi to Moncada. And again, the 2-2. He got him. Strike 3. A fastball at 93. Moncada strikes out swinging. And the White Sox strand 2.
And Max Kepler apparently wasn't feeling all that well today. And he got a gift RBI double in the third.
And the 3-1 pitch line to center field. In now going back is Tilson. It's over his head. Another poor play by the White Sox outfield this series. Kepler at second base. Buxton scores. 1-0 Twins.
And how about Buxton on that sequence, how he got into third base, just raw speed single, almost turned it into a double, then cruised into third after a stolen base and the field went in, or the throw to second went out into center field, and Buxton was able to walk into third base and a score easily on that misplay. Still in the third inning, Eddie Rosario, for all practical purposes, put this one out of reach.
And Kobe's pitch, a swing and a blast, right field and deep. Back it goes, deep it goes, and gone. Two out, three-run homer, Eddie Rosario. 4-0 Twins.
So the Twins are rolling. You get into the late innings, and Max Kepler left, no doubt.
As Max hammers one high and deep to center field, back it goes, deep it goes, gone! Another two-out, three-run homer. It was Rosario in the third, now Max in the seventh, and the Twins break it open. 7-0 here in the seventh.
How about that? The Twins just continue to amaze as they move 20 games over 500 with the big victory today. 36-16, a 10-game lead over Cleveland. Twins win it 7-0, the final. And Tyler Duffy did a good job working the final two innings and finally getting the last out of the game.
It's a 1-2 count. The pitch got him swinging. Ball game over. Twins win. Twins sweep 7-0.
And Tyler Duffy, a good story. He chips in today with those two strong innings and visited with Corey and Danny following the game.
Your strikeout numbers that you're displaying here, that's what you're doing down at AAA this year, right? You were doing that often with the Red Wings this year.
Absolutely, yeah. Made some mechanical adjustments this spring, you know, working on getting that good ride on the four-seam and, you know, using my curveball off of that, and it's working.
And the curveball, you're still varying the speeds, correct?
Yes, absolutely. It's still, you know, multiple pitches for me. I think I was from 72 to 85 today with it. Just trying to mix it up and then get that good fastball.
How much of Wes Johnson's program are you implementing? Because it talks, when we talk to Wes, it says, well, he's staying with the program we kind of designed. And I think we talked to you earlier, he designed something for you to work with down at AAA.
Yeah, it's just more, you know, using that fastball at the top of the zone. You know, when I was a starter, I was trying to pitch down and ended up I had carry and didn't know it. And so now I'm eliminating those ones down in the zone and getting good swings up top and, mixing in that breaking ball. It makes it play really well for me.
The high velocity, though, where is that coming from? Because
I changed my grip. My sinker was always a little bit harder when I was starting, and so I put two and two together. Finally, I said, you know, I'm going to try and throw it this way, and then overnight I went from, you know, 2-4 to 4-5.
Yeah,
and, it's working.
And you see the results. You can see the big difference.
Absolutely, yeah. You can feel it. You know, you can see the guys swinging under the ball, which is great on the fastball. And then that sets up my curveball so well. They work really great together. So hopefully you can keep it rolling.
Yeah.
And Tyler, one more, then we'll let you go. You've been going up and down between the Twins and the Miners every year since 2015.
Right.
To be here on a day like today and this weekend, and with the success of this team, but to play in front of this kind of crowd – What does it mean to you and
it's,
the guys?
I'm getting chills thinking about it. I mean, we had 40,000 out there today. You know, it makes it easy to come to work every day. It makes it easy to play hard. You know, these guys in our lineup aren't fun to pitch to, and it makes it easy for us. And, you know, in those games, we can still bring it. You know, we got all that energy coming from them. It's pretty special to see and hear.
20 games over, a 10-game lead. Are those numbers you're paying attention to?
Just keep winning, baby. That's all I'm worried about.
All right, sounds good. Enjoy your day. Enjoy your night.
All right, you too.
All right, there he is, Tyler Duff. He one of the stories today in a Twins victory over the White Sox, a final 7-0. They sweep that three-game series, and the Twins continue rolling along. They've won six in a row now, 20 games over, and a 10-game lead over Cleveland. The Tribe, 26-26. Once again, the Twins, a gaudy 36-16. By the way, Twins continue the homestand, first of two with the Brewers. Tomorrow night, our pregame show at 5:30 with Chris Atterbury, Corey Provis, Dan Gladden with all the play-by-play, Gio Gonzalez for the Brewers, Michael Pineda for the Twins. He's 4-3, his ERA 5.43. And then game two of the two-game set Tuesday night, a little bit later start, pregame 6:30 with Chris, and then Corey and Danny at 7:10. Martin Perez will get the call to the hill in that one on Tuesday night. Then it's on the road. They open a four-game series with the Rays in Tampa's St. Petersburg on Thursday night. Speaking of baseball, Golden Gopher baseball, the dream fell short in Omaha today in the Big Ten tournament. They got beat by Ohio State 8-6 in the semifinals at TD Ameritrade Park. Meanwhile, Golden Gopher softball, they sweep LSU 2-0 on Saturday over at the U to advance to the College World Series.
Sanchez to Partey, and that'll do it! The Gophers are going to Oklahoma City for the first time!
And the call courtesy of ESPN as the Golden Gophers advance to the College World Series, and that is a fun story. Congrats to Golden Gopher softball in their first ever appearance in the College World Series. And that'll be down in Oklahoma City. That's quite a setting. Arizona's there. Oklahoma's going to be there. A lot of great teams. And Minnesota's certainly up to the challenge. This is a fun tournament.
It is. It's one of the funnest tournaments of the year in college. And you know me being a huge basketball March Madness fan. I actually love the softball tournament and watching it. This is where the Gophers are set. They're going to face second-seeded UCLA. That game is going to be Thursday. And the first pitch will approximately be around 1:30 Central Time. So 1:30 in the afternoon on Thursday, that's when the Gophers will take on UCLA. It'll be the second game of the day from Oklahoma City. The first game will be Arizona taking on Washington.
I'm rooting for the Wildcats.
That's the thing. That half of the bracket.
In that game.
Right.
In that game.
That half of the bracket, that's the Pac-12 Invitational. And the only team that's breaking up the Pac-12 Invitational is the Minnesota Gophers.
I will say, though, when it comes down to Arizona and Minnesota, if they do go head-to-head, that's going to be tough.
Yeah.
Because my daughter just graduated from U of A.
You've got a lot of split ties in that game, sir.
Man. But great story for the Golden Gophers. Good luck in Oklahoma City. Couple other sports headlines real quick. Simon Pagenaud won the Indianapolis 500. Sad news in sports. They talked a lot about it on the Sports Huddle. It's available online, WCCORadio.com. Bart Starr, Green Bay Packer legend, died at the age of 85. The Toronto Raptors headed for the NBA Finals. They'll host the Golden State Warriors in Game 1. Stanley Cup Final is set. It'll be St. Louis and Boston in that one. Roger Federer won his French Open opener in Paris. Meanwhile, Venus Williams out at Roland Garros.
Two quick golf notes. Kevin Na wins his third PGA Tour event. He won the Charles Schwab Challenge at Colonial in Dallas. And Ken Tanigawa, he is your winner at the Senior PGA Championship.
And I hate to do this to you, but Colonial, Fort Worth, man. If people in Dallas, they would love to take credit.
Byron Nelson in Dallas, that's in Fort Worth. Yes, you're correct.
Yeah, because, man, Fort Worth, they're proud. But Kevin Na beat Tony Finau by a couple there. 12 minutes now. We'll go outdoors with Steve Kearney in a moment. 9 minutes now in front of six. Twins continue to roll. They've won six in a row. They beat the White Sox 7-0. Sweep the three-game series. Brewers in town Monday night, Tuesday night. Our coverage begins Monday at 5:30, Tuesday at 6:30. And the competition gets better. Two at the Brewers here, and then later in the week, four at Tampa Bay. So an opportunity for the Twins to show the world that they are a great team, because they've certainly shown it through the Sunday before Memorial Day. It is extraordinary. And a guy who shows it out on the water all the time, angler extraordinaire, Steve Kearney joins us, stevekearneyoutdoors.com. Steve-O, how you been?
Okay, Steve. You know, not exactly angler extraordinaire this week. I tell you, things are just not improving very fast. I was on probably six different lakes this week, and they're kind of all about the same. I'm not finding any really good hot bite anywhere. I was on Clearwater this morning, very poor. Crappies were not in the shallows. Weed growth hasn't even started yet. Water temperature is still 55 degrees, which I'm finding just about everywhere. It's been a struggle, and I'm not feeling too good about myself right now.
Yeah, it is. Just unsettled weather has been a huge part of it, don't you think?
Yeah, it has, and I think, you know, the high water everywhere is having an effect, and I cruised a lot of the shallows this morning kind of trying to sight fish and trying to find bass and crappies, you know, in shallow water, and I didn't find any, and it just seems like it's just not quite over that magical 60-degree mark. When you get 60, 61, 62, they start moving into the shallows, but you need a couple days, two, 3 days of consistent warm weather, and the sun is really good at this time of the year, but we're getting one nice day and two bad days, and one nice day, two bad days, so these fish kind of come in, they go out, they come in, they go out, and there's no real, you know, consistency. So I'm going to be kind of switching gears. I'm going to be up in the Mora area this week and probably on Knife Lake quite a bit. Knife is very shallow, very dark, dirty water, and I'm just trying to kind of bail out of this west central area because it's just not happening, and I got to, you know, somehow make some changes and go to a different type of body of water. And it should be over 60 degrees there, being it's kind of a semi-river system, so I'm kind of trying to make something happen, and it's just really frustrating. It's just everything is happening so slow, because Memorial Weekend right now is normally the best fishing of the year every year, and it is not right now, and it's lagging behind. So I talk to a lot of people, too, Steve, all over the state, and it's the same thing. It's everybody's running into this on-and-off type of bite. It's just been happening everywhere, and it really has not changed at all in the last 3 weeks.
Yeah, would you think a change in the weather, just kind of a warm-up and more consistency would help, you would think?
Oh, yeah, definitely, and we need to get some weed growth going. We're not getting enough sun to generate these weeds and get, you know, good definitive weed lines. And just, you know, another indication, too, are the geese are having their babies right now. Their ducks are having their babies right now. And normally they hatch these babies in April, like right around the 8th or 10th of April. So they are 2 months late, almost 2 months late, almost 60 days. So that kind of tells you the whole scope of nature right now is really, really behind. The water temperatures are behind. The fish are not where they're supposed to be. And the waterfowl are very late. So it's happening really throughout nature everywhere.
All right, Steve, you mentioned in the coming week in the Mora area, you got some groups going out?
Yep, I do. And it's going to be a challenge, but you know, you just got to keep slugging, and you know, every day in the water is a beautiful thing, and you try to make it happen as best you can, and you know, you have your good days and bad days, but it does keep me up at night, let me tell you. It's like, where am I going, and what am I going to do? And you know, when you have tough, you know, fishing conditions like this, it can really kind of make you very neurotic. So doing the best we can.
All right. Well, we're keeping our fingers crossed for a warm-up here, Steve.
Sounds great.
So you can sleep better.
Take care.
All right. There he is, Steve Kearney, stevekearneyoutdoors.com. By the way, our outdoors coverage continues this week on Wednesday night. Twins are idle. live outdoors. Ron Sherub, Mike Max between 7 and 8 o'clock here on CCO. The Twins continue the homestand. They get the Brewers border battle tomorrow night and again on Tuesday night. We'll get started at 5:30 on Monday with the pregame show. Chris Atterbury, Corey Provis, Dan Gladden with all the play-by-play at 6:10. Michael Pineda keep the Twins on a 7-game winning streak. We'll find out tomorrow night. And then Martin Perez goes in the series finale and the homestand finale on Tuesday night with our pregame at 6:30. The road trip begins Thursday with a 4-gamer in Tampa's St. Pete against the Rays. So Twins, just amazing. 7-0 as they batter the White Sox today. And, of course, another big story this week, Golden Gopher women's softball headed for the College World Series in Oklahoma City, and they'll open against UCLA, as Jonathan mentioned, on Thursday. Quick update on the weather now. Tonight, clear early. Clouds move in late. There is a chance of showers overnight. Lows in the mid-50s. For Memorial Day, cooler showers, nearly steady temps in the upper 50s. Our chance of rain during the day near 100%. But by Monday night and game one with the Brewers, the chance of rain only 30%. So it looks like they'll get the game in. Lows in the lower 50s Tuesday. Cloudy, chance of showers and thunderstorms and mid-60s. Right now, sunny and 72, east winds at 8, 60 minutes at 6. Geraldine Steele tonight between 7 and 11 here on News Talk 830-WCCO.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.